Today on Excellent Leadership with Sam Adeyemi.
The reason why they did not invite me was because they did not know me. They didn't know. And I wanted angels and gods now to be harassing them with my name. They did not know. They are not coming to your shop because they don't know your shop exists. They are not buying your product because they don't know that your product exists. They need to know. And two, they need to know what is unique about it.
Zechariah chapter 1, verses 18 to 21. We've been discussing business this month. Okay, it's on the screen. Let's go. Then I raised my eyes and looked, and there were four horns. And I said to the angel who talked with me, "What are these?" So he answered me, "These are the horns that have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem." Then the Lord showed me, and I said, "What are these coming to do?" So he said, "These are the horns that scattered Judah, so that no one could lift up his head. But the craftsmen are coming to terrify them, to cast out the horns of the nations that lifted up their horn against the land of Judah." Amen. We title this Prophetic Grace for Business. Prophetic Grace for Business. We've been discussing selling. We like to discuss business. And I guess sometimes it creates problems for some people because they wonder if talking business is the church's business. Can't we find other more spiritual subjects to discuss? We do not teach business from the viewpoint of business experts. We discuss business from a prophetic viewpoint. Because God is interested in business. Business affects people's lives, shapes the society, influences all the spheres of influence that shape culture. God is interested in business. Satan is also interested in business. Business is an arena for spiritual warfare. In Luke chapter 5, Peter and his colleagues, fellow fishermen, toiled all night, tried all night, and caught no fish. There was spiritual interference. In the morning, Jesus came, loaned Peter's business asset, the boat, used it to propagate the gospel, used it to expand God's kingdom, used it for kingdom work. In doing that, he was provoking the principle on Peter's behalf. Since value had come from Peter to God's kingdom, value was going back to Peter. So after using his boat to preach, then Jesus turned to him and said, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." That was divine intervention. Fish rushed into Peter's net, almost pulled him overboard. His friends had to come help him pull the fish. Amazing. Now, why is God interested in the business equation there? When we discuss that story, our focus is usually on Peter and the fact that God gave him a breakthrough. Where he failed, God made him to succeed. But I see it a little bit beyond that. When those fishermen caught fish, every morning the women would come and people that sold fish would come from the surrounding cities to buy the fish from them. Their not catching fish that day was not just the failure of the fishermen. It was the failure of all those retailers. and the deprivation of the people that lived in the surrounding towns and cities. There was no fish. God is interested in business because business meets people's needs. Business solves problems. So, when God gave Peter that miracle, it was not only Peter that he gave a miracle. He gave all the surrounding cities and towns miracle of fish so they could have food to eat. Amen. Your business is of interest to God and also of interest to the devil because it's a platform for changing people's lives, for affecting people's lives. If you, as a Christian, don't see that dimension to business, don't see it from a strategic viewpoint, Satan will hit you hard. You won't understand why. What is the big deal? And some of us have been hit hard. What is the big deal? Why all these challenges? It is because business is spiritual warfare. That's the scenario that we have in Zechariah 1. Four horns, principalities, entities, scattering Judah. The thief comes not but to steal, to kill, to destroy, creating havoc. God's solution, craftsmen, professionals, entrepreneurs, skilled people. Amen. So you must see your business as a ministry. If all the vision you have for your business is survival, that's why the likelihood that it will die or fizzle out is very high. And some of us are supposed to do business because it's only survival we're thinking about. That's why we can't even catch the vision. God has big things that he wants to do. God wants to change people's lives. He wants to change the values of the society. It won't take long for you to realize you may not create a lot of changes without financial capacity. If you want to produce movies, you will need funds. You have some scientific innovation, you need funding to get it to the market. You want to run a sports club, you need funding to do it. God wants you to make some changes in the political arena. You need money to win election in Nigeria. Am I right? All your grammar will amount to nothing. That's the reality. The poor man's wisdom is despised. His voice is not heard. You just be speaking grammar. It is the people that cook amala, who take care of stomach infrastructure. Those are the ones that win election in Nigeria. So if you look at it from a strategic viewpoint and you realize Jesus also did stomach infrastructure, then you realize you better do your own infrastructure. So if they do amala, we too will do amala, we do ogbono, we do edikaiko, we put periwinkle inside it. Look at the story that we've been discussing the whole month, 2 Kings 4, the widow. God gave her the miracle of the flow of oil. Our focus has been on the widow, but we have to realize it's more than that. God gave her something that was useful for the whole community. The oil was going to be useful. So listen, it's not about you, it's about people. When you offer a product, you just have to realize you're selling food. You are solving the hunger problem for people. God doesn't want people hungry. That's why he will work with you to make sure that business works, if you understand it. You sell clothes or you make clothes, you are covering up nakedness. You build or sell houses or you put houses on rent, you are providing a roof over people's head. It's a big deal. So, God is interested in business, and business for us then becomes a tool that God can use to destroy the works of the devil.
Discover the grace for starting your business in this life-changing, impactful series, Entrepreneurship with Sam Adeyemi. God wants you to succeed and be financially free all the days of your life. Pastor Sam will walk you through this series with practical and biblical wisdom to start building your entrepreneurial skills today. In this series, you will discover how to start and build your business from scratch, strategic prayer and grace for your business, identify value and opportunities around you, and discover the path to true financial freedom and more. You can start wherever you are and no matter your skill level today. For your love gift of $40 or more, you will receive the 3-part audio series of the Entrepreneurship Series today when you call the number on your screen now or go to samadeyemi.net and receive this life-changing resource today. In addition, we will send you the Ideas Rule the World audiobook. This audiobook will help you develop your ideas into reality with practical steps right away. Call 1-866-608-7782 or go to samadeyemi.net and receive the Entrepreneurship Series plus Ideas Rule the World audiobook today. Start your journey to financial freedom today.
When natural ability fails, God's prophetic ability has to step in. There was famine in Samaria, 2 Kings 6. People were eating excrement from doves, and even that excrement was expensive. And then they got to the place where people were boiling their kids to eat. The king walked on the wall of the city. Two women cried out, "Help, my lord, O king." The king said, "Where will I help you from? From the wine press or from the threshing floor?" Government was helpless. Then God's man stepped out, Elisha. "Thus says the Lord, by this time tomorrow, the prices of foodstuff would have crashed." They said there was one man there, special advisor to the king on economic affairs. Well, that's not what they wrote in the Bible. They just said, a lord on whose hand the king leaned. But I suspect he had a PhD in economics from maybe London School of Economics or what. To him, the prophet was overstepping his boundary. Stay with your spiritual work. Don't come to the realm of economy. But your theories are not working. Thus saith the Lord. The man said, "Sir, even if God would open the windows of heaven, you think this thing is possible?" Elisha said, "You have broken a spiritual rule. We've changed the playing field. We're not on your field anymore. We've changed the syllabus. And in this syllabus, you believe the Lord your God, you are established. You believe his prophets, you prosper. You don't believe, you're in trouble. Your eyes will see it, your mouth will not taste it." So we speak from a prophetic viewpoint. There are things coming ahead of us in this country. And I am here to prepare people for it. Because there are new billionaires in town. When I say billions, it may seem big to you. But the point is, it's not going to be your struggle. It will be grace. It will be gifts. Did I hear you say amen?
Amen.
We were at the Global Leadership Summit last year, and Melinda Gates was being interviewed by Bill Hybels. That's Bill Gates' wife. And Bill was asking her, "How come you guys just find it so easy to just give away the money like that?" Because they're the world's biggest givers right now. They're the greatest philanthropists. She said, "There's no big deal to it. Bill never imagined that he would ever own $1 billion. She said, things just worked out for him. Okay, he had a passion for this computer thing, and it just so happened that he had these ideas, and it happened that he had the ideas at the time that the internet exploded. It was just timing. The race is not to the swift. The battle is not to the strong. Neither yet bread to the wise, nor favor to men of skill. Time and chance happens to them all. And there's a chance for you." That's if you are ready. Yeah, ready. If you are ready. You read The Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell, And he says, research has shown anyone that broke through like Bill Gates did, the geniuses, the best people, you find out they've put in 10,000 hours into whatever it is they're doing before they hit that point. So that's what I'm talking about. Okay? So for some people here, so I'm simply saying some of us have been called by God because of what he wants to do and the funding that those things need. Some of us have that calling. If we accept it, the money will pour in. And if we're prepared for it, because my big challenge is that, first of all, a lot of people don't understand what God is out to do. So let me give us a few points and run away. First, have a kingdom agenda for your business. Have a kingdom agenda for your being a professional, for your being a business. What will God get out of it? Whose life will be affected? Okay? Very important. Have a kingdom agenda for your business. Once you think outside of yourself, you'll be amazed how the money that you think is big money is chicken change. God wants to use you to change people's lives. Amen? Some people here would bankroll the election. Personally, single-handedly, just bankroll somebody's election. Some will fund the whole party. Some, after a service, just a few people get together outside and decide who will be the next governor in their state. And you know the kind of, you understand, that you need to be making such plans. Without those things, your plan is just plan. It is dangerous for you to get a lot of money without understanding its purpose. Dangerous. If you knew, you would ask such money not to come your way. It can be destructive. Israel left Egypt. They didn't understand the purpose of the money. They became rich one night. They got into the wilderness. They didn't understand the purpose of the money. They turned it into an idol. They begged Aaron to make idol for them. He asked them to bring their money. Bring your gold. He produced idol out of it. They began to worship the money. When you don't understand the purpose. Many people that pray for money don't know what they are praying for. Ask rich people. Because some people, when you've not had money, you think when you have money it will solve all your problems. It doesn't. It creates new ones. Although those ones are better than the ones that poverty creates. But they're not less intense. Paul said to Timothy, warn those that want to be rich in this world, not teach, warn. If they understand what they're asking for, because some people, the money will carry them out of the church and take their salvation away from them. He said some have, abandoned the faith. They have suffered shipwreck of their faith. It's not a joke. So the man that prayed in Proverbs 30, give me neither poverty nor riches. He knew what he was asking for. He said, I don't want the two extremes. Each of them has their own problem. Just put me in the middle. But some of us cannot stay in the middle, sir. Yes, sir. We have very important assignments. Yes, we can't leave this place the way we met it. So have a kingdom agenda for your business. So I'm just trying to give the strategic view why we teach what we teach. It's because of what God wants to do.
These days, everyone is always on the go. We understand that life gets busy. Thankfully, we've created a way for you to stay connected to Sam Adeyemi Ministries regularly, wherever you are and whatever time of day. Introducing the new Sam Adeyemi Ministries app. With the app, you can now obtain the most important ministry updates immediately. You can listen and even purchase messages you've missed or want to hear again. And you'll now have access to the best learning tools to help you along every aspect of the journey of life. Download it today. Available in Apple Store and Google Play.
I asked God many years ago, I have a teaching gift. You called me to teach. I love teaching. And I have powerful revelations to teach people. How come people are not inviting me to speak at their conferences? Churches are not inviting me. I know that when they want to organize conferences, they pray to you before they choose their speakers. Why don't you tell them my name so that they can invite me? I'm honest with God. I ask honest questions. So when he said, go on radio, teach people how to succeed. I said, to succeed? I've not succeeded yet. What am I going to tell them? He said, it is not your achievement that gives you the authority to speak to them. It is the fact that I commanded you. That's what gives you the authority. Say it. He said, fine. So I took those bold steps and started. And it was like, boom. Within a short time, people knew my name. And they knew what my message was. So if the event has anything to do with success, it's likely my name will come up. These days, you can add leadership to it. Okay? So that's the point. That was 22 years ago. And you build a brand by being an authentic person, by having integrity, and by being consistent over a long period of time. Because some of us, we try this, we abandon it, try this, so people don't even know who you are. Anyway. So my questions were now answered after I got on the media. The reason why they did not invite me was because they did not know me. They didn't know. And I wanted angels and gods now to be harassing them with my name. They did not know. They are not coming to your shop because they don't know your shop exists. They are not buying your product because they don't know that your product exists. They need to know. And two, they need to know what is unique about it. Amen? So, for me, radio, TV, these days, I'm just so happy that the media has been democratized. You are carrying your own TV station on your hand. It's in your phone. Your newspaper is there. It's changed. Even the traditional media, all of them have to come on your phone now. For them to get across to you. All the newspapers have Twitter handle. Am I right? So if you have anything to say, the only thing is, we in this country, we are anointed consumers. So you stay there, we're doing Facebook, and then some people, what they do is to insult somebody, be insulting other people, insulting themselves, and then stay there, and in between everything you are reading, they are throwing adverts in there. They're throwing adverts. Anointed consumer. And you are spending money to buy data. You also have something to say. You have something to sell. You have something to present. Put it there and push it out. Did I hear you say amen?
Yes.
Do your own part. The opportunities will come. Amen?
Yes.
Good. And then, number three, I encourage us to learn to manage our finances. Talk to an accountant. Learn all those words. Okay? Balance sheet, profit, loss, asset. Liability, and those you need to, if not, whatever you are building will not last if you don't manage the money, cash flow, and all that. Number four, have a winning strategy. A strategy is just a plan that gives you competitive advantage. Whatever area you are operating in, ask who is number one there, who is number two, who is number three. Find a way to plug yourself there. Look at the vision God gave you and decide where you're supposed to be. I should say, though, if you are not close to the top, people will not see you. And if they don't see you, they won't patronize you. Okay? But your business has to have an ambition, not just to be around. You fizzle out. You need to be part of those winning in whatever area you are functioning in. Finally, sell well. Back to what we've been discussing, sell. And you sell well when you focus on helping your customers. I came here to prophesy by the Spirit of the living God that you are anointed to solve problems.
Amen.
Change is coming.
Amen.
That will create more opportunities for us to add value to people's lives.
Amen.
I receive for you the anointing.
Amen.
To be a solution provider.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I declare that God's presence goes with you.
Amen.
Opens your eyes.
Amen.
Gives you ideas.
Amen.
Gives you favor.
Amen.
You attract resources like never before. And today, in Jesus' name, I speak against whatever that obstacle is that is hindering you in business, or whatever the source of that attack is. I cast it down.
Amen.
I declare on your behalf victory.
Amen.
Over principalities and powers.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Today, I declare restoration.
Amen.
Whatever Satan stole from you business-wise is restored back today.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every form of demonic interference is destroyed. Thank you, Heavenly Father.
Discover the grace for starting your business in this life-changing, impactful series, Entrepreneurship with Sam Adeyemi. God wants you to succeed and be financially free all the days of your life. Pastor Sam will walk you through this series with practical and biblical wisdom to start building your entrepreneurial skills today. In this series, you will discover how to start and build your business from scratch, strategic prayer and grace for your business, identify value and opportunities around you, and discover the path to true financial freedom and more. You can start wherever you are and no matter your skill level today. For your love gift of $40 or more, you will receive the 3-part audio series of the Entrepreneurship Series today when you call the number on your screen now or go to samadeyemi.net. and receive this life-changing resource today. In addition, we will send you the Ideas Rule the World audiobook. This audiobook will help you develop your ideas into reality with practical steps right away. Call 1-866-608-7782 or go to samadeyemi.net and receive the Entrepreneurship Series plus Ideas Rule the World audiobook today. Start your journey to financial freedom today. These days, everyone is always on the go. We understand that life gets busy. Thankfully, we've created a way for you to stay connected to Sam Adeyemi Ministries regularly, wherever you are and whatever time of day. Introducing the new Sam Adeyemi Ministries app. With the app, you can now obtain the most important ministry updates immediately. You can listen and even purchase messages you've missed or want to hear again. And you'll now have access to the best learning tools to help you along every aspect of the journey of life. Download it today. Available in Apple Store and Google Play.